It's time for odds and ends. Steelers, Giants. Tonight, Steelers favored by 6 last time I looked. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. As it is the day after National Tight Ends Day, we now hand it over to Doran, our resident tight end, for odds and ends.
You ready to go?
Oh, I was born ready.
Monday Night Football. Giants. Steelers. Home at Acrisure Stadium. Let's get this started. Russell Wilson, second game starting this season. Over under 201.5 passing yards.
Oh, baby. He went 264 last week and barely did jack for the first quarter plus. He's going over that mark. I do think it's more of a running game for the Steelers, but he's going over 201.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think he's around 225. I think it's going to be a little bit opposite. I think that they're going to try to attack the back end of the Giants, get up early and get a significant lead. And they're going to have to do that through Russell Wilson. They're going to have to do that early. 201.5, easily over for me and Russell Wilson passing yards. Daniel Jones over under 187.5 passing yards.
I do have a feeling that the slow starting Pittsburgh Steelers are going to get off to a fast start. Steelers in the second half have been great. The Giants in the first quarter have been bad. I don't know what to make of it, but I think Russ knocked the rust off last week. I think the Steelers get up early. I think that means Daniel Jones has to throw. He's averaging 206 a game as is. He goes over, but a lot of it is out of necessity. Not that they come out throwing the ball all over the yard, but they're trailing and need to try to claw their way back. Yeah, I think he goes over.
I think he goes under. I think they hold him. I think the defense shows up, especially on the back end. Neighbors will get some catches. I think his, like, receptions game, it's not on here for odds and ends, but whatever his receptions are, I think it's 5.5. I think he goes over, but it's not significant catches for Malik Neighbors, and Daniel Jones stays under 187.5. Passing yards, Najee Harris over under 62.5 rushing yards.
I think he's going over the 100-yard mark for the third consecutive game.
Okay.
I think he's running pissed off. I think he wants to prove that he's worth getting big money on the open market. This is the best he's ever looked. Usually he comes into this form at the end of seasons, and even then, I think these have been his two most effective games, in my opinion. As a Pittsburgh Steeler, I think he goes for 3 bills again, Doran. I think he goes over that mark. I think he goes over 100. For Najee Harris.
I don't think he hits 100, but he comes close. Well, close enough. I think he definitely hits the over 62.5. I think he's around 87 yards rushing. Jaylen Warren over under 30.5 rushing yards.
I think he goes under, but I think he's a factor in the passing game. Giants giving up about 5 catches a game to opposing running backs. I think they'll use him that way. He looked at like his old self last week. So I think he'll be a factor. I just don't think running the football.
See, I think that this is where the Steelers as an offense will get over the 100-yard mark. So I do have Jaylen Warren over 30.5 rushing yards and Najee around 87 yards rushing, which would put them over the 100-yard rushing mark as a team. Devin Singletary, who is the running back for the Giants, he was a pretty good running back when he was with the Bills. He's, you know, just okay this year, but his over-under is 30.5 as well. Devin Singletary, 30.5 rushing yards for him.
Oh my God.
I know. It's a weird one. It's a weird one in my opinion.
I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball at all. You know, Daniel Jones has the third most carries on the team. Tyrone Tracy is 53. He's got 50. That's how they want to run it. It makes it tough from a mathematical standpoint, Doran. I don't think they get any traction on the ground. I think combined they go under 60 yards. I think Singletary goes under 30. Bang.
This is a very, it's very enticing. It's a very enticing number for their starting running back. So I'm going to go slightly over. I'm going to go slightly over 30.5. Daniel Jones over under 25.5 rushing yards.
It's right about his average on the season. I'm going to go over because they like to use him a lot in the design game, right?
Yeah.
But I also think, because I think they'll be behind, he's going to use his legs on a couple of scrambles. I'll go over, albeit slightly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he hits that over 25.5. He can, I mean, they'll run him a lot, like you said, designed. Malik Neighbors over under 64.5 receiving yards.
I'm going to go over on that. He's a hell of a player.
He's really good.
He's a hell of a talent. Wish the Steelers had a guy like him to play next to George Pickens.
They could have. Brian Thomas Jr., as I was calling throughout the draft.
Mm-hmm.
First round pick.
Which I hated at the time. You know what? Real quick, because Faltanu hasn't played, you don't have your first round pick and you don't have Brian Thomas Jr. If you had Brian Thomas Jr., he'd be playing.
Yep.
Unless they'd Roman Wilson him, which I don't think they would.
No, first round pick.
Mm-hmm. What was the question? Over under Malik Nabers?
You said over.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to go under. I think he has a lot of receptions, but he doesn't hit that over mark. I think that they're insignificant yards and catches for Malik Nabers tonight. George Pickens over under 59.5 receiving yards.
I think there's going to be a concerted effort to take him out of the game, but when he's singled up, you know Russ is going to find him. He might do it on one catch, Doran. The moon ball. The moon ball. Yeah, he's going over.
I'm with you. I'm with you. George Pickens, he does get his. He does get double teamed, but he does get his throughout the game. Pat Freiermuth over under 29.5 receiving yards.
Over. Don't even have to think.
Yep.
Over.
Yep. Yep.
You paid him. You mm-hmm. want to use him. Justin Fields wasn't as great at being able to use him. I think Russell Wilson knows who to get the ball to, and you get the ball to your high-paid tight end.
I'm with you. Jalen Warren, over under 13.5 receiving yards.
Over,
you like this.
Over.
You like this a lot.
He has not recorded a catch for a touchdown in his entire career, Doran.
Hmm.
I think it changes this week for Jalen Warren. His first receiving touchdown in his NFL career.
Hmm. I'm going to go under for Jalen Warren, but Najee's is at 10.5 receiving yards. I'm going to go over for Najee.
I'm going over on that, too.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Nice. Van Jefferson over under 18.5 receiving yards.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad state of affairs. Your number two wide receiver, and we're hemming and hawing over 18.5.
I know.
He's got 77 yards on the season. He had 15 last week. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under because Calvin Austin's around the same, 18.5. I think he goes over.
I like that.
Yeah. He went over last week with one catch for like 35 yards, I think-ish. Maybe two catches. I can't remember. I know he dropped one. But I think he goes over 18.5. Darius Slayton, your boy, over under 25.5 receiving yards.
I'll go over. I think they're going to throw it a bunch like I've been saying, and I think he'll get open. Dante Jackson should be good to go, but he's probably not going to be 100%. And I would imagine that Joey Porter Jr. is going to spend a lot of time on Nabers. So I think Slayton will get his. Yeah, I'll go over.
Yeah, I'll go over that too. That's 25.5. That's somewhat low. I still have Daniel Jones under 187.5 passing yards. So he is a factor in that area. George Pickens over under 4.5 receptions.
Over.
5? 6?
What do you have last week? 5? He's just going to go over. I don't need to give you a specific number.
Okay.
Follow the rules here.
Yeah, he goes, man, no, he has 4. He's under. I mean, he has 4 catches. Pat Freiermuth, 2.5 receptions. Over, under. Over?
Over.
3?
Over in the first quarter.
First quarter?
Yeah. I think they're going to do a little bit of the Mount Washington stuff, but with Fry this week.
Okay.
Get him going.
All right.
Maybe hit him on the over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. Yeah. On the boot.
Yeah. Right.
Instead of
second
going,
level.
Yeah, second level.
Yes, instead of underneath.
How about that?
Yes. I like it.
Yep.
I like it. Yeah, he has 3 catches. TJ Watt, sack?
Oh, he better. He better. I don't want to be the guy that says you need more from TJ Watt because 2 games ago, they had him bottled up. But he forces 2 fumbles and really changes the game. Last week, very quiet. You know what I'd like to see them do? Move him around a little bit more.
Yeah.
And maybe they rush 4 all the time. You need to free him up. Blitz a little bit. This is a bad offensive line. They cannot protect Daniel Jones. Certainly didn't last week. I think he does get a sack in this game. I'd like to see them be a little bit more creative here. Maybe we'll see it coming out of the bye.
Me too. Alex Highsmith, does he have a sack? Is there double sacks?
2 sacks?
2 sacks, 1 per backer?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I think those guys are going to eat. Nom nom.
Russell Wilson, over under 2 passing touchdowns.
I don't get a hook, huh?
No.
Can I say push?
No.
Under. But really push.
He has two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's what I'm going to throw in here because I think it's going to happen that we haven't seen happen that we've been waiting for it to happen. Follow me there? Haven't seen happen, but waiting for it to happen. That's going to happen.
I'm going to guess. Something we've been waiting to see happen that hasn't happened. A Minka Fitzpatrick interception.
Yeah, baby.
You and me.
Got it.
Little Spider-Man me.
Good job.
That's
exactly right.
I don't think he's been bad.
No, he hasn't.
Like he keeps everything where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they gave up a lot more big plays than they have this season. Deshaun Elliott has been the near the line of scrimmage guy. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Because it's been since week 15, 2022. And that's all he did when they traded for him.
Yep.
Look at this.
That's great.
You and me.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Odds and ends. Monday Night Football. Steelers, Giants. Acrisure Stadium. What time's kick? You know, I get messed up. Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night, what time the kicks are. Is Monday night 8:15 or is it 8:20? Is Sunday night 8:20 or is it 8:15? Is Thursday night 8:15 or is it 8:20?
It's 8:15 tonight. I think Sunday night football is 8:20.
And what is Thursday?
Thursday also 8:15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
On Prime Video.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was good.
Yep.
Stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the brain going. We should have started with that at 6. I feel like finally my brain's caught up.
Now you're ready to roll.
It's a birthday weekend. Yeah. Texter, did you guys just say they're going to eat their sacks? No, I said they're going to get sacks. Those guys are going to eat.
Eat their sacks.
They're not going to eat their sacks. That would be illegal. They'd probably throw a flag on that.
Yes.
You did say there were two sacks, and that made me giggle. The line was two.
Hmm. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. No Justin Fields tonight. He tweaked the hamstring, was getting an MRI, so it doesn't sound great, but you do have the bye week coming up. Not going to see him. It's going to be Russ's show, as it was last week. What are you expecting out of Russ? What do you want to see out of Russ? You need a step forward? Let us know at 412-928-9370 on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We'll get into that coming up next. The injury report is brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. And popping up on the injury report this weekend, Justin Fields with a hamstring injury. Going to get an MRI after the Giants game. So tomorrow, he's going to get an MRI. And this has led to a ton of trade speculation, Doran. A lot of people texting in, did Fields really tweak his hamstring or did he tweak it like Adams tweaked his for the Raiders? Here's another one. Justin Fields' hamstring is fake. He's being shopped for trade value. Why in the world would the Steelers trade Justin Fields? You can get a wide receiver by giving up a draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Hopkins, draft pick. Davante Adams, draft pick. Amari Cooper, draft pick. You don't need to trade Justin Fields for a wide receiver. And I also don't think Justin Fields is the kind of guy that is going to be moping around.
Mm-mm.
The press conference that he had the week leading up to Russell Wilson starting last week was one of the best press conferences I've ever seen from a quarterback in his position, a player in his position. He's got a good head on his shoulders. What? Where's he going to go?
Right.
So I don't buy that for a second. There is such value in having a great backup quarterback. He went 4-2. When the Steelers won the Super Bowl in 2005, guess what? Charlie Batch won a game in Green Bay. They don't make the playoffs if they don't win that game. In 2008, you had backup quarterbacks. Byron Leftwich winning you football games. Actually, against the Commanders in a primetime affair. If you don't win that game with your backup quarterback, you're playing playoff games on the road. You might not be going to the Super Bowl. 2010, Ben suspended. You go 3-1 with backup quarterbacks. Anytime the Steelers, in recent history, have gone far in the playoffs, they have needed their backup quarterbacks to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one that's 4-2. So, I'm not trading that guy.
Plus, you probably think you want to assess that he's probably a part of your future, too.
Yeah. No. Like, what, one good game from Russ, and we're getting rid of the 4-2 quarterback that's 10 years younger than him? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Zero.
So, we've been getting texts on that actually all morning long, felt the need to address it, because I don't see it.
Mm-mm.
Now, he posted
unless he wanted out of here.
Right, but I don't see. And so what? Like, if he wants out, too damn bad. You're under a contract. See how the season goes. It's not like Russell Wilson this year has been healthy. His calf got hurt pushing a sled, and then he re-injured it non-contact. He's in his mid-30s. You're probably going to get another chance. Russ has historically been healthy, but this year clearly not. No, you don't trade Justin. I don't care if he's a big baby about it. You don't trust trade Justin Fields. You're going to need him again. And he might be your quarterback of the future, to your point. So, no, you're not trading him. As for Russ, what do we need to see out of him tonight? What are we expecting to see out of him tonight?
A little bit better than last week. Consistent. I think he has a lot of confidence right now. He needed to break through, break that ice of actually playing football because he hadn't played since, like, last December?
Yeah.
But I think his confidence is at an all-time high. It has to be just consistent and just, you know, just like water. You know, it comes easy. It looks easy. Throws look easy. There's no, you know, pressure of throw. There's no forcing the throws down the field. And for some of the people that think that, you know, some of his throws were under throws last week, I mean, let's, you know, maybe see something a little bit more accurate, you know, being on point on the deep balls, things of that nature. But I think everything else will really take care of itself. I think that he's at a place right now in his mind where he's very confident and comfortable within the offense and playing football. I think it's just like the little things of just the routine, like, all right, guy open, throw the ball to guy, guy gets first down. Guy open, throw the ball to guy catches, gets first down. Sustaining drives. You know, all the football talk. But doing it against a bad team, it has to look like almost in a dominant fashion. And it's just like effortless every single drive. That's what I want to see.
I'd love to see that. I think I want a fast start. And then apart from that, if it looks like it did last week, I think I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw moments with Justin Fields. Like in the Chargers game, he was zipping it in there. He was targeting the middle of the field. And then against Indianapolis, they started bad. He started bad. But then we saw some brilliance from him. And then against Dallas, he was really bad. We've seen good moments from Fields, but it was up and down. Like, oh, great game here, not so great here. Oh, really good half here, not so good of a start. Can you get consistently adult-level passing from Russell Wilson? So from quarter one through quarter four, can we not see the rust and then just move the ball through the air in a way that looks adult? That's what I'm looking for. So kind of what you're saying. 412-928-9370. Texter, Ben started all 16 games in 2008, just saying. I don't think that's true. I'm going to go back and look. Thought I nailed that with the Washington Commanders.
I'm not sure, so I can't help you here. So you could look it up.
I am looking it up.
You're usually right with stuff like that, though.
Thank you.
Your Ben history is pretty good.
Oh, they said he started every game in 2008.
Well, then you're wrong. He's wrong, Kallus.
Write it down. Doesn't happen often.
Yep. He's wrong.
Texter, Kenny Pickett was under contract. They traded him. Okay, don't do it again. You traded Kenny. You got a guy who's more talented, who's...
He won football games. Like, I mean, you're feeling really good about Justin Fields. Kenny, you weren't feeling good about, and Kenny wanted out.
Kenny wanted out. I don't think that Justin Fields does, based on the way he handled his press conference versus how Kenny handled his press conference last year. What are we doing here? They're not trading Justin Fields. If they do, I'm going to kill them for it. It's so stupid to trade a guy. Now, I guess Fields on Instagram put patiently waiting, and people are reading into that. You know what he's patiently waiting for? An opportunity to play. Here. I think he's patiently waiting to go where? Where would he even get traded to right now? Who needs a quarterback that's still in it? That's the thing. Miami got their guy back.
Right.
So scratch them off. I'm trying to rack my brain here. It doesn't make any sense.
You know what a trade would be that you would like? Perhaps Justin Fields for Dak Prescott. Maybe yeah. Fields can help them.
Add $60 million to the old payroll here when you're starting Russell Wilson.
Dak Prescott.
It's another time I was wrong.
A little bit.
I also wanted the Steelers to draft Malik Willis instead of Kenny Pickett.
That's right.
Neither been good, but yeah, Malik Willis ain't him.
No.
Looked okay in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. So what I love about Monday Night Football is that there's a whole bunch of stuff that happened yesterday that we can get to. And we will. The Ravens drop a game to the Cleveland Brownies. Jameis Winston throws for over 300 yards. What do you say, Doran, we take a trip around the NFL coming up next?
Let's go.
We're going to take a trip around the NFL coming up next. Mark Caboli joins us at 9 o'clock. Going around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. It was the talk of the football weekend. Washington v. Chicago. Hail Mary.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Steelers will be playing there in a couple of weeks after the bye. By the way, Byron Leftwich went in relief of Ben Roethlisberger in 2008. Because I'm a loser and I have to be right and I have to look things up. Byron Leftwich did play for the Steelers in a victory over the Washington football team back in 2008. So I was half right. I'll take partial credit. As for that Hail Mary, first of all, 60 yards in the air, you and I were just talking about it off the air, for a guy in Jaden Daniels who has a rib injury. So he uncorked that thing. But how about number 29 for Chicago, Doran?
Oh, my gosh.
Tyreek Stevenson. For those of you who didn't see, Tyreek Stevenson was near the sideline talking junk to Commanders fans. And then the ball got snapped, and he's still talking junk to Commanders fans. Then he runs to the middle of the field, actually gets his hands on the football, which tips back to Noah Brown for the touchdown, and he has now posted on Twitter, Doran. Tyreek Stevenson, to Chicago and teammates, my apologies for lack of awareness and focus. The game ain't over until zeros hit the clock. Can't take anything for granted. Notes taken. Improvement will happen. Hashtag bear down.
Unreal.
I don't know that I've ever quite seen anything like that.
No. No. It was like the fans are probably like putting, behind you, like the Michael Byers is behind you. Turn around. And then he turns around and is like, oh my God.
Like a horror movie.
Yep.
It's like chilling, hanging out. He's behind you with an axe.
Yep, behind you.
He's got a chainsaw. Run, Tyreek Stevenson. And then he gets back into the play, like, real nonchalantly. I also saw it was the longest time from snap to throw, 12 seconds and change, for a touchdown pass in the StatCast era. 12 and a half seconds wow. He held onto the football, and he did uncork a laser. I brought this up before the show, Doran. I feel anecdotally like when the ball is thrown to the goal line and not into the mess and mass of humanity in the end zone, that there's generally more of a chance it gets caught. But you tell me that this kind of deal, it looks all jumbled and messy, but there is a method to the madness.
Oh, there is. Yeah, I mean, it's not that everybody just kind of dives right into one spot and it's like, all right, it's a free-for-all. No, there's specific duties for each guy, at least each receiver, and especially the quarterback. Like, one guy's supposed to run to the front of the defensive pile, one guy's supposed to be kind of in the middle to be able to tip it, and one guy is supposed to wrap behind where the defense is. So if he does get the tip, that's exactly what happens, is what you saw. I mean, it is very structurally in place of how you successfully complete a Hail Mary. And the quarterback's supposed to put it usually right in the front or in the middle, so it's tipped in the air and somebody can fall and catch it. So they executed it perfectly.
Place did go bonkers. Steelers go there in a couple of weeks, and they'll be taking on a team that, I mean, likely should be 7-2 because they have to go play Washington does the Giants. So think about the hype of that game. I don't think their defense is very good, Washington's, and we'll see if Russ can cook tonight and you can feel good about attacking them through the air, but we'll get to that game over the course of the next 2 weeks. Because tonight it is Steelers-Giants. The Baltimore Ravens lost to the Brownies.
Winston going for it all for the end zone for Tillman. He's got it!
Browns a much better football team with Jameis Winston.
Yes.
I think everyone who's watched the Browns, I think every player on that team knew that they probably would be better with Jameis Winston. Now the Browns are 2-6. I think to get into the playoffs for sure you got to be 10-7. I think 9-8 might get you in. They're not doing that. They're not going 8-2 down the stretch. But I do think that they're going to be more difficult to deal with than with DTR or obviously with Deshaun Watson. How about Watson started 19 games for the Browns in his career? Zero 300-yard passing games. Jameis Winston, one start for the Browns, 300 yards and three touchdowns.
How many did Flacco have last year?
Good question.
I mean, at least a couple. At least, right? That's terrible. Terrible. They're going to be decent. We kind of expected that with Jameis.
I wonder if they win enough games for Stefanski to keep his job.
Well, I think that you have to look at it like this. Like, what's the issue? The issue is very clear. It's not Stefanski. The issue is Deshaun Watson. Look at what Jameis just did in one start. Look at what Deshaun Watson, the stat you just rattled off, 19 starts, zero 300-yard games. It's not Stefanski. Look what Stefanski did last year with backup quarterbacks.
I got information on that, Doran.
Uh-huh.
So in five games, Joe Flacco last year threw for 300 yards or more in four of them.
Wow. There you go. He should keep his job.
If Jameis Winston were the starting quarterback from day one, are they in a playoff spot right now?
Probably.
I think they might
be. Because they would have Amari Cooper and he would have a bunch of yards.
Wow, good point.
Yep. And then they would get Nick Chubb back and, you know, they would be doing exactly what they did yesterday.
I'm just happy the Steelers didn't have to play the Browns for the first time on the road that Jameis Winston was going to start. Because you can easily walk, this team's a disaster, their quarterback's been sacked like 40 times, blah, 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 and then bang, sleeping giant. I think it helps that they don't have to see them for a while. Because I don't think the Browns are good, and it's tough now. I can't imagine, you've been in locker rooms, like I'm sure that was a huge relief kind of win for them.
Yep.
But then you look at the standings and you're, wow, look what it took. We're 2-6.
But it's just a lot better to go to practice on a Wednesday whenever after like you win and even whatever your record is and just know that it's just not always going to be bad all season.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have a different type of aura and confidence about them right now that it's like, oh, thank God that like we just are out of the situation we were in and we have some hope of having a decent season.
Yeah.
Decent.
Meanwhile, the Ravens are 5-3, and if the Steelers win tonight, they have sole possession of first place in the AFC North, and that defense for Baltimore is just not getting better. You know, you always sort of figure they're going to figure it out over there. Their pass defense is the worst in the NFL, and they just let Jameis Winston throw three touchdowns and 300 yards. Now, they had a chance to end the game with an interception. Kyle Hamilton, I mean, it's as gift-wrapped an interception as you're ever going to see. Like, I don't think Jameis Winston necessarily set the world on fire, but that Baltimore pass defense is horrific. And I think the Steelers are a better all-around football team right now, than the Baltimore Ravens. Steelers' defense is elite. Baltimore's is atrocious. Ravens' offense is elite. Steelers' offense is average.
I'll take Boswell over Tucker right now, too. Didn't he miss another one yesterday?
He didn't. It was like a line drive, right. Kind of weird looking. He is not the same. He used to be a cheat code for them like Ben Sauls is for Pitt. He might be a liability at this point, Justin Tucker. All right, more NFL news and notes to get to in the next segment. We'll do just that. We'll get back into Steelers-Giants with Mark Caboli at 9 o'clock. He'll be joining us for the full hour. Still going around the NFL before Caboli joins us for the 9 o'clock hour. A lot of goodies from this weekend. The Hail Mary and the Washington Commanders game. Steelers going to see Jaden Daniels in their next game. The Browns, they get a win over the Ravens. What were the Ravens doing, man? Derrick Henry had 8 carries through 3 quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And he was averaging over 7 yards a carry. Like, that is coaching malpractice. Hey, look, Lamar Jackson's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's terribly underrated around here. And you want to win with him. But you're doing something that was working, has worked all year long, save for the first game. He's been the best running back in football, and you only have him touch it 8 times through 3 quarters? That's bad coaching, Doran.
They've done that like a couple times this year where like you won't see Derrick Henry for like a whole quarter.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're trying to preserve him for the season. That probably is what it is, but I don't know if that's the right method. In some of these games.
I was going to ask you that regarding the Steelers. Now that Jaylen Warren's healthy and you got the bye week coming up, do you maybe go 50-50 So you save Najee Harris a little bit.
No, if he's rolling, keep him rolling.
I'm with you.
You know,
I am. I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
If he's rolling, hey, you got to win games.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Baltimore, I'm not mad. You're 5-3. You hand the ball to him 30 times, you probably win the football game. Who wants to tackle that guy?
Nobody.
Break their soul? They're 1-6, and you hand it to that guy 30 times? After the first 10, 12, you're probably not going to want to tackle him anymore.
Oh, one of the guys tried to tackle him and got carried on a stretcher just by hitting his shoulder.
Yeah, it did not look good.
No.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Bengals lose. T. Higgins unable to play, and the Eagles really did a nice job on Ja'Marr Chase. He did catch a touchdown, did have about 50 yards. Bang! That was me dubbing them frauds. They're frauds. They're 3-4. It's a slow start, yada, yada. I didn't buy the Eagles coming into this. I thought they were a good team, not a great team. They slapped the hell out of Cincinnati. Cincy was a 3-point home favorite. I think they are who they are. I mm-hmm. think they're just not good.
Mm-hmm.
Good offense, bad defense, and now it's a math thing. They might make the playoffs. They're not winning the AFC North.
Right. They're going to be a thorn, though. Like, They're a lot better, I think, than you think that they are whenever you actually have to play them that week.
And sure.
They give you like a false sense of, oh, they're not that good this year, but they could score at any moment. So,
they would scare me more than the Browns.
Yes.
I think the Bengals are probably going to get one on the Steelers this year.
Yes.
Even with what Jameis just did, if the Browns beat the Steelers in either game, I'll be very upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an AFC North contender, you shouldn't stub your toe against that team, as Baltimore just did yesterday. All right, finally, the Jets lose to the Patriots. And I saw that Mike Francesa of New York radio fame went off about how only the Jets could ruin Aaron Rodgers. I see it the opposite way. I think Aaron Rodgers ruined the Jets.
I think the Jets are just ruined. they're the Jets. They're just a bad franchise. And Aaron Rodgers chose to go there. They hired a coach. They fired a coach. They hired Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Nate Hackett got fired. How many games did he coach whenever he was head coach for the Broncos? And they thought that it was a good idea to hire him as an offensive coordinator?
He might have been the worst head coach of all time.
Of all time. And then you're like, okay, that's our offensive coordinator, and now he's not even an offensive coordinator.
They fired him without firing him in New York.
Right.
He's on the staff, but he's not doing anything. He's collecting paychecks. He's just sitting there. And then Rodgers gets Davante Adams. Hey, maybe the Steelers could trade for him. You think the Jets would want to move off of Davante now at 2-6?
They're a dumpster fire.
They are a dumpster fire. Garrett Wilson, anybody? I don't know why they'd do that, but sure, why not? Mike Williams? Give us all your beleaguered.
Beleaguered.
All right, we went around the NFL. Brought to you by Champ Tires. Coming up next, Mark Caboli joins us for a full hour as we break down Steelers and Giants. What is he expecting out of Russell Wilson? And what is he making this Justin Fields injury? That's all on the way with Mark. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 66.